I can tell I haven't podcasted in a long time when I turn on my recorders and the batteries are dead. I've got an H1 and an H2 Zoom, and both of them, the batteries are dead. I'm on the H1 right now, and I'm hoping to make it through a little bit of recording before I have to go buy some batteries. Anyway, it's about time that I've done another podcast because I haven't done one in so long. I had to look up what number was going to be the next one. And it's going to be Lost Trail Runner number 99. And I want to say that in the future, I hopefully will be able to get more of these things out. As you know, it's been quite a long time since I recorded my last podcast. I hope that going forward, I'll be able to start recording on a more regular basis. I think one of the reasons that I haven't recorded for so long is I've listened to these other podcasts that are really professional, you know? I mean, they have guests, and it's so scripted and professional that it just made me feel like, well, maybe I shouldn't even be podcasting because I'm just not professional, you know. But then I decided, what the heck? I got into podcasting because I wanted to do it, and I don't really care if it's professional or not, you know. I just record my random thoughts, and it's a stream of consciousness type thing. Now on to another subject, okay? I originally was going to do the Athens, Georgia half marathon on October 25th, I think it was, last Sunday. I couldn't get anybody that I knew to go over there with me, and I really didn't want to just go over to Athens and run a half marathon and then come back home without getting a little bit of socializing, you know, being around people that I knew and have a good time. Just going and running a race and turning around and come back home just didn't appeal to me that much. Even though I really wanted to run the race, I would have preferred to do it, with somebody that I knew. So I decided, well, I just scrapped that. It looks like the next race I'm going to actually do is going to be the Galloway 13.1. I've already registered for it, so I'm committed. And listening to various Extra Mile podcasts, I realized that Kevin Gwynn's coming down from Cincinnati, and there's going to be a meetup of listeners of his podcast and maybe some other podcasters there too. So I thought I would go to that meetup before the race and then run the race, and maybe there's somebody that goes to that meetup that's as slow as I am now. Anyway, that's my thought, is to do that race, and then we'll go on from there. That's going to be on December 13th. So it's not going to be too long before it'll be the first of the year, and I, of course, have decided that I'm going to start running the Atlanta Track Club Resolution Runs again. I dropped out of doing that for about probably 4 or 5 years, basically because I'm cheap. That used to be a Grand Prix event with the Atlanta Track Club, which meant it was a free race for members, and then about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even longer than that now, they changed it to a paid event. You had to pay. But you do get a T-shirt and stuff after the race, like snacks and things. So I've decided I'm just going to go ahead and start running that race again. It isn't really that expensive, I don't think. I mean, if you're a track club member, I think you get a discount anyway, so it's not that big of a deal. I haven't been running on too many trails lately. I tell you what happened. About 6 weeks ago, maybe a little longer, I'm not sure, I decided I was going to go out and run around the mountain at Stone Mountain on the trail, which is a between 5 and 6 mile run. And I had a very good run going around the mountain, and I got within 1/10 of a mile of getting back to my car, and I tripped on the trail and tore up my knees and the palms of my hands, and it took a long time for that palm to heal. So I haven't really gotten on the trail since then because I'm going to have to work on picking my feet up. I mean, there wasn't even anything to trip on when I tripped. You know, that's what's disgusting about the whole thing. I landed flat on my face on the trail, and I get up, and I got blood running down my knees and my hand and everywhere, and it's a mess. And I look for what I tripped on. I couldn't find nothing. So I tripped on the phantom thing on the trail. I guess there must have been a root or a rock there, but I didn't see it, and I couldn't find it afterwards. But anyway, it was just depressing that it took so long for my palm to heal up, and now I've got a scar there too. Doesn't look too good. But anyway, I've got to get back on the trail out at the mountain at least. I've been thinking about going to Yellow River Park, but I keep putting it off. And I would like to head up north, and there's a section from, I wish I could think of the name of it, where the Appalachian Trail crosses Highway 60 up in North Georgia, Woody's Gap. Yeah. Start at Woody's Gap and run over to Blood Mountain. I think it's about a 10-mile section of Appalachian Trail there that I've been wanting to run that for I don't know how many years, and I never have. I just put it off and put it off. Well, I think this next spring, of course, it's going to be a long time, I'm going to work on setting up me doing that. It'll be a point to point, so I'll have to start at Woody's Gap and get somebody to pick me up at the other end, and maybe I can get my daughter to run with me, Laura, and just do something better. I need to get on the trails more than I have been. It's almost like, you know, I use the name Lost Trail Runner for this podcast, and what it's turned out to be when I say Lost Trail Runner, I'm lost from the trails and I'm stuck running on the roads. So that's basically what it's turned out to be, because I've been running on the Greenway Trail at Lilburn Park, which is a bike path type trail, paved, and I run over at Mountain Park, and it's got basically a mile loop, not a loop like a, you know, a normal loop, it zigzags around, and then there's also a section that a little bit of a trail cuts through the park back of the woods over there in the back of the park. So I can run over at Mountain Park and get in a little over 2 miles, of which about 6/10 of it's on what I would call a trail. And Bethesda Park is pretty much paved. So I've been stuck on pavement. So this trail runner has been lost, right? Lost on the pavement. So I'm planning on my New Year's resolutions 3 months early. This is the end of October. And, of course, my birthday is Halloween, okay? And I'll be 74 on Halloween, but I'm getting my resolutions ahead of time so that the first of the year I'll already have stuff set up what I want to do. And hopefully I can get back on the trails like I used to do and do some running without falling on my face. Plus, I had planned on running in a bunch of those Xterra trail runs, and I haven't run in a single one, and I need to do that. I like doing those runs. I wouldn't call myself competitive anymore, being 74, but I still like to participate in them. And, you know, if I'm the only one in my age group, I'll come in first, right? I won't be the only one in my age group, though. There's a couple other guys that are about my age that run those trails. Anyway, I'm going to cut it off for right now, and I'll come back later on with some more ramblings, okay? The other day, I was listening to the Extra Mile podcast, Jeff Galloway edition, episode 2.3, I believe it was, and I was surprised that in a conversation between Jeff Galloway and Kevin Gwynn that my name was brought up. I was really surprised about that. It had to do with me talking to Jeff down at after the Peachtree Road race at the after race party on July 4th. If you are interested, listen to the Extra Mile podcast, Galloway, episode 2.3, and hear that conversation. See ya. As I mentioned earlier, I'm planning on running the Galloway 13.1, or as they say, the JG 13.1. in Atlanta in December, and what I did to start preparing for that is I took Jeff's training programs book and got out the half marathon plan for a time goal and plugged myself into that training plan about where I was mileage-wise already. So this last week I finished week number 7, which I believe was the week that had an 11-mile run on Sunday, which I completed. And now I'm in the 8th week, and I did a magic mile run on Tuesday. And I did a magic mile run a couple of weeks ago, and looks like I've improved maybe close to 10 seconds, which is not a big improvement, but I really haven't been running all out because in his training plan, it says first time you do the magic mile, just, you know, run comfortably and then try to improve each time after that. So the first one I did was probably about a 10:23 pace. And, of course, I'm using his run-walk method. So I'm running 45 seconds and walking 15, which basically is the same thing as running 3 minutes and walking a minute. So I felt the 10:23 with the walking in there wasn't too bad. And then yesterday when I did the Magic Mile workout, I did about a 14, 15, somewhere in that range. So it's not 10 seconds faster, but it's faster. And I was comfortable doing it, and I wasn't really pushing all out or anything like that. So I'm going to continue doing those magic mile workouts, and I can use those to plan the pace for my long runs. The only problem I had is I used it last Sunday, and when I calculated what my long run pace should be, it came out to about a 15:30 pace, which is extremely slow. And I was committed to go ahead and do it that slow just to get the 11 miles in and be comfortable. But it turned out, I think I averaged about like 14:14 pace or something, 14:15, and was comfortable with that. So I just went with it. And on that run, I used run 15 seconds, walk 25 seconds for the whole time. And I still did a 14:14 pace. So I felt like, you know, that was conservative, but it was comfortable and I got it done. So this coming weekend, I'm doing a track workout of half miles I'm supposed to do 8 halves, and I've got to calculate about what pace they should be run based on the magic mile times that I've run. So I guess I'll average the 2 magic miles I've done to come up with what pace I ought to run the halves. And I'll probably warm up for about 15 minutes, then run the 8 halves, whatever pace I'm supposed to, with like a 3-minute walk in between. I did a 6 halves weekend before last, and with a 2-minute walk in between. But then when I was reading the training program's book again, it said walk between 2.5 minutes and 3 minutes between each one. So I'm going to do that because basically, you know, the better you recover, the better you can run, right? So I'm in, you know, walking 2 minutes is okay, but walking 3 minutes, if I can recover more in 3 minutes, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm getting ready to head out. So I'm going to cut the mic off once again, and I'll be back with you later.
Hold it there, podcasting listener person. Don't you go anywhere. Coming up next on our show.
I wanted to let you know that I have a SpeakPipe widget on my website. The widget can be used to call in and leave comments about the podcast, which would be helpful to me. I'll put the link in the show notes of the podcast. I also have an email address if you want to send me a comment via email. It's ron@losttrailrunner.com.
Now, let's rejoin our regularly scheduled podcast.
Well, I'm back again. I'm in my mobile recording studio. I'm out at Stone Mountain. I just finished a run with Laura out here. I got here early. She usually gets here about 4:45 in the afternoon, and I got here about a little after 4 and did an easy little under 2 miles, just kind of a warm-up jog, which turns out to be probably just as fast as we ran. And then once you got here, we did a 45-minute run. And it's a good afternoon. Yesterday, when I ran about the same time of day, maybe a little earlier, it was raining and 54 degrees and the wind was blowing. Today, it's 75 and sunny. It's still a little breezy, but it was a nice run day. And I got in a little over 1.7 on my warm-up run, and running with Laura, I ran a little over 3.2. So I got close to 5 miles total for the day. So I feel like I'm doing all right run-wise. And this is all part of my Galloway half. Of course, the 1.7-mile warm-up wasn't part of that, but the run with Laura was. That 1.7 is like extra credit work, I guess. As long as it doesn't wear me out, I guess, huh? Anyway, next week, next Sunday morning, the time will have changed, and it'll probably be pitch dark in the afternoons by the time we finish running. If she still gets off work around 4 o'clock, and we're going to be running out here at Stone Mountain instead of on the Greenway Trail, because with the time change, it gets dark early and there's no lights on the Greenway Trail. Where at Stone Mountain, you can run all the way around the mountain on the road, and there are street lights every, you know, couple of 300 yards, so it's not pitch dark. Plus, on the front side of the mountain, which is the north side, it's a 4-lane with a sidewalk, and it's got street lights all along. It's lit up much brighter than the back side of the mountain is. So we'll be doing most of our running out here through the winter, because it'll start getting dark around 5:30, 6 o'clock, I guess, something like that. So I'm on my way home. I don't have any races until the Galloway half. I should really do a 5K run just to, you know, like a warm-up race or something prior to that. So I might look around, see if I can find a 5K. I doubt if I'd do a 10K. 5K would be fine. Just to get me used to running in a race and see how it goes. So I guess I'll sign off, and hopefully I can finish this recording up and put a podcast out.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.